We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a Thursday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. I'm Bob Lutz. Jeff Lutz is with me. We've got Max Power back in the studio on the east side producing and engineering the show. 869-1240 is the phone number. After a day absent, Jeff Lutz returns. How are you?
I'm good.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Give me
something.
I'm here. Do you like my Cleveland
So this is
State
what we're
shirt?
going with today.
Yeah. Do you enjoy my shirt? Cleveland State.
Why Cleveland State?
Why not? Obvious reasons why Cleveland State. I bought 25 college T-shirts because I don't know why. I just wanted
that is odd.
So Cleveland State's one.
Why did you do that?
Because I wanted to. I've been wanting to for a long time.
What other schools are going to be interspersed in your wardrobe now?
A lot of off-the-wall type schools. I got Western Carolina.
Why Western Carolina?
Any school called the Catamounts.
I was going to tell you their nickname.
Or the Chanticleers. So I got Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers, and Vermont, the Catamounts. Charlotte is in there.
So a lot of sea schools.
Air Force Academy's in there.
Why Air Force?
You don't want to know. I wanted a military school, and since my good friend Jason Eady was in the Air Force,
I decided to go
with
really?
The Air Force Academy. I was going to get one of the service. What are they called? They're not military schools. Service academies.
Service academies.
So I went with Air Force.
We should have gotten all of them.
I might still. This isn't over. It's over for now, but it's not all the way over.
You got your Air Force, your Army, your Navy.
Yeah. Army would have been a good choice because they're in the American Conference football, where Wichita State is in basketball. So that would have been representing a little bit. I got Ohio University. Again, Bobcats. I like the nickname Bobcats, so I got them and somebody else. Montana State is the Bobcats. So a lot of good schools.
Well, that set you back, if I may ask.
A work bonus.
You spent that much money on T-shirts.
Yeah.
What? Why?
Because I wanted to. I don't have any short sleeve shirts. So I got rid of a bunch of shirts and got some new ones in.
Makes no sense. But
really
whatever.
Georgetown's in there, Washington.
Why don't you just get a bunch of League 42 shirts?
Well, hit me up.
I'm not hitting you up.
I don't like that material. I like the cotton, you know,
you
the
like
firm,
the,
firm
the,
cotton.
The no sweat? What do they call this?
Dry fit.
Dry fit?
I don't like the way it rests against my body.
Huh. Well, that's
Idaho, the Vandals I got. There's some
certainly
real
your
schools.
Prerogative. 869-1240. That is the Drive Hotline. We've got a good show for you today at 425. We'll continue to talk about Wichita State's 1989 College World Series championship with one of the mainstays from that team, a youngster at the time, a freshman. Todd Dreifert will join us. He's currently working out in Scottsdale, Arizona, which surprised me. He's pretty much been in these parts since he left Wichita State.
What's he doing in Scottsdale?
I don't know. I got to ask him. I was so shocked that he's not around here.
He's been an educator.
He's been an educator. At 4:45 or thereabouts, our classic interview with Steve Martin and Martin Short before they appeared in Wichita at Hartman Arena. I believe it was sometime last year.
Yeah, seems like it. But it also seems like forever ago as well, so I'm not really sure.
At 5:25, Howard Means will join us. He's written a book called Splash, 10,000 Years of Swimming.
Yeah.
And I'm highly intrigued by that.
I wonder why he didn't go back.
Neither of us are wonderful swimmers.
I'm a pretty good swimmer.
Are you really?
Not bad. That's what I want to do to get myself back in shape, bike and swim. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to compete.
You're going to join the Northwest Y?
No, I'm hoping the neighbors who have a below ground
pool. What a chintzy, cheap guy you are.
Will let us get in there.
Well, but this is something you got to do every day. You got to go swim laps.
I know. So why can't I just go next door?
Because it's their pool.
Yeah, but they've already told us we have access to it. They're older folks. They're not going to be out there swimming a bunch.
They've told you
yeah.
the following. Come on over any time and swim laps.
Yeah, they've asked Erin if she wants to do some upkeep.
She's a 14-year-old. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know that they want a 37-year-old Cleveland State fan.
Well, who doesn't love the Vikings?
Out in their pool. I certainly wouldn't want you out there.
Why? What am I going to do?
What if you have heat stroke?
I could, but you wouldn't think I would in
And
the
what
pool.
Time of the day would you do this?
Well, obviously after work.
So you just...
On the weekends sometimes.
Saunter down.
Yeah, why not?
After you leave here, jump in their pool.
Yep.
Scaring the heck out of them.
They've invited us. They're not going to be out swimming, okay? They're older folks.
How did this come about? How did this come about where they invited you?
Because that's the type of neighborhood we live in.
But did you go visit them? Did they come?
Yeah, we've said hi. They've said hi. They've stopped by. We've stopped by over there. This is country living for you. We all love and know each other. In that order.
You've never spoken to a neighbor in the. All the years I've known you.
You wave to people on the street. You maybe
there is no street. They're dirt
on
roads.
On the road, whatever. You maybe stop when people are walking. People have stopped to talk.
You've
to
stopped
us.
To talk.
No, goodness. But people have done that with us. When we've been out walking, some of the neighbors stop, chat.
And you chat.
Pleasantries. No.
So what? So you don't do any of this. So you don't do any of this. You're not in the least involved in being neighborly.
But I'm not unneighborly.
You should take this opportunity to step beyond your comfort zone. Talk to people.
Nobody has anything interesting to say. And they should feel the same way about me. I don't have much interesting.
What a jaded view of life you have.
What's
it going to be like as you get older?
Hopefully.
Nobody has anything interesting to say.
Not when you're just standing around chatting. Oh, did you hear about the...
Don't you want to know about people? Don't you want to know...
That's a loaded question.
Don't you want to know a little bit about people that you live out by? And
what do I need to know about? Who lives next door to you?
See, this is what I don't get. You wanted to be a journalist, and this is why you fell short. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Because you're not curious enough.
After 17 years, I fell short.
You're not curious enough about people.
Okay, I don't know why you need to point at me to say that.
Well, because I'm chastising you.
I may turn this table over and come at you.
You're not curious enough about people.
Point at me again. I literally rip your finger off.
You're not curious enough about people. You don't want to delve in. You don't want to find out what makes them tick.
We do interviews on the show every day, and I ask good questions.
Then do that with your neighbors.
I don't want to. Why would I want to do work when I'm not working?
I can't believe how you must come across to our listening audience at times. I know this isn't really you.
Yes, it is.
Because you go in flights of moods on a daily basis, and this is one of those times where you're in whatever kind of mood you're in, so you're... You're not.
What kind of mood do you think I'm in, honestly?
I don't know. You seem angry.
Okay, well, I'll try to dial it down a bit.
Are you not angry?
Yeah, I'm a little angry.
Yeah, well, I pinpointed it. So you walk in here with an attitude right out of the chute. You don't want to talk to your neighbors, yet you want to swim in their pool.
We've talked to them like four times.
That seems unneighborly to me.
Their dogs come out when we walk by.
What's the name of one of their dogs?
Milo. I think the other one's Chloe, but don't quote me on that.
Well, at least you know the brand of dog they have.
Yeah, the dogs are great.
I'm good with that.
The young gentleman has had, he's not young, but, you know, the gentleman next door, to the door that's closest to us, has had some lung issues, so he's practicing a lot of social distancing. And isn't getting out much.
Well, more power to them. If they want you to swim in their pool, I'd say go for it.
Why wouldn't I?
Let's see. The NBA has approved a plan to resume play, 22-team format. I don't see a date on this yet, but it is a plan. 13 Western
July
Conference
31st.
Teams, 9 Eastern Conference teams. When?
July 31 is when that gets going.
Teams will be. That's a long time away.
I know. I don't get it. But
July 31st through October 12th. The draft lottery, August 25th. The NBA draft, October 15th. So the playoffs would be in October. Am I right about that?
Yes, they end up in the first couple weeks of October.
And the 2020-21 season would begin December 1. So teams advancing deep into the playoffs would have about
a
month and a half off.
Yeah, that's crazy. I thought it'd be maybe. I thought they'd start on Christmas.
Actually, training camps would begin November 10th. So you'd have less than a month.
Who would report to training camp? Let's say the Lakers win it all. Do you think LeBron and Anthony Davis are reporting to training camp?
At least they've got a plan, unlike our folks with Major League Baseball, who can't seem to get on the same page. Now, today, a lot of the baseball writers are saying they sense more optimism, but we've been there before. We've been to the optimistic, pessimistic place. We need a deal. And it sounds more and more like this is going to be a 50 to 60 game season followed by a playoff format that will not go past November 1.
Well, good luck with that, baseball. Who knows? But back to basketball, I'm just thinking out loud. I know this isn't a huge consideration, but you also have the 2021 Olympics right in the middle of next summer. When you think they're starting to maybe ramp up the next season, the 2021-22 season, who knows what that's going to look like? Who's going to play?
You could have baseball's postseason and basketball's postseason going on pretty much close to the same time, and then you could have the NFL mixed in with all of that.
Well, you assume that all
and who
four
knows sports, what hockey is going to do.
You assume that all four sports will be going on at once at some point in maybe early October or late September or something like that. They'll all be going on, won't they?
Could be. It's going to be a strange. We're going to be overwhelmed by sports after not having it for months. Bring it on, I say. I'm to the point now where I got to have something. This is not working for me. Listen, I got things I'm interested in beyond sports, but
it doesn't last for months.
I got to have some sports. I'm up here watching too much news. I shouldn't be doing that. I've run out of things that interest me. I've not read a book now in a week or so. I don't know what's going on.
I've given you shows to watch, the shows that I mentioned.
What
shows? Just sit down and turn your brain off. Watch the Titan games. It's an entertaining show. It's good. You'll enjoy it. It's got pro. Just watch some of this
stuff.
It feels
like that makes my brain bleed.
It doesn't make your brain do anything. You just watch people compete.
I got to have my brain doing something.
You don't have to use any of it to watch the Titan.
I got to be using the brain. Well, otherwise, why would I have it?
Or to tell the truth, watch that.
I loved it back in the day.
Oh, Anthony Anderson's the host.
I loved it back in the day
when
Gary Moore was the host.
I can take your
word
for
it. You had people like Bennett Cerf, Henry Morgan, other panelists on the show.
Top Chef, something you could watch with your wife. We watched Survivor. I mean, these shows that are – you don't have to use any energy.
What about America's Got Talent? Are you on that?
Not really. Tried it. Don't really like it that much.
Huh.
I know.
Well, people rave about it.
There's so much out there in light summer fare that you'll find something.
I'll tell you, as you get older, and you'll figure this out, it becomes harder to focus on a show. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's harder to focus because you allow yourself to be distracted by your surroundings. Just chill.
I feel
get some popcorn and sit in front of
I don't want to chill.
Do it.
No. I don't want to chill.
Why?
I don't want to spend the whatever how many years of my life chilling. That's not contributing to anything.
You don't need to. You are contributing. You're fine. You're contributing right now. But at some point, you have to allow yourself to just relax. You relax your brain. Let your
See, this is another place where
Get
we're
down.
Apparently different.
Why?
Because I don't. I've never been that.
Yes,
person.
You have. You
when
sit
have
down
I relaxed?
Here and you sit down here and watch Netflix and.
I do, but I lose. I become impatient. But I've sat and watched shows before.
Good. I mean, you watch more TV than anyone I know. So I.
Oh, I don't know about that. I did when I was younger.
Well, you still watch all the Ozark. You watch it. You 8 episodes an hour each. You
yeah,
watch
I watch it in
4 hours
in one day
somehow.
I got that's the appeal of Netflix. I can watch it all in one.
Yeah,
day.
But then it's over and you have nothing.
I seem to deal with that just fine. Enjoyed it.
I guess, but then you say, "Oh well, I enjoyed that. That's it. Done. Bye."
Why are you angry today?
I'm not angry, but
I'm going to make you angry. If you're not angry, my goal. This is a devious part of my personality. I can sense that you're on edge, and rather than try to give you a soft landing place, which a father probably should, I
don't need a soft landing place.
I'd love to know and
fly far away.
We'll talk at the during the break about what's making
I'll
you
land
angry.
Where I land, it'll be a crash landing, and everybody will be the better for it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you feel.
I'll walk away from it, but it'll be rough.
Huh. Interesting. What else is on going on? Give me something that's in your world that you're interested in right now. Is there anything at all dealing with sports that you find interesting?
Well, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but the Drew Brees situation.
And kudos to Drew Brees for apologizing today. I know you listen, the only way we're going to move forward in this society is if we accept people's apology.
It was a good apology. I'm not going to take that away from
him. He said something yesterday. He had a day to think about it. He maybe looked inside and maybe he reflected. I don't know. But what he said today was accepted by his teammates with the New Orleans Saints. It seems to be accepted by most who know him. And I am applauding Drew Brees
you
today.
You can applaud him, but then...
Because I did not applaud him yesterday. I have chastised him for not knowing the room and not being a part of the moment. But when somebody reverses course and recognizes they made a mistake, recognizes the fault in their ways, kudos to Drew Brees today.
Well, he says he did. And
I'm not... There is no room.
And I'm not.
There is
hold
no
on.
Room.
Hold
for
on.
Doubt.
No, there is room for doubt because you can.
No.
Anybody can type an Instagram post.
I disagree.
And come across like the best person in
the
world.
The only way we're going to make headway here.
No, it's not by typing Instagram posts. And I'm not saying he has to go out and do all of these deeds of service, and he doesn't. All he has to do is have learned from his mistake. And if he does that, then great.
I take him at his word that he has.
Well, you can say you have, but in 24 hours, you cannot fully move forward from something like that.
Listen, I take Drew Brees at his word. And
I do, too. I believe that he believes that. Now he has to actually have a change of heart and change of mind.
His teammates believe in him. To me, that's where it ends and begins. His teammates have accepted his apology.
Right.
And some of his teammates have been the most outspoken about race relations. So
they were good words. I applaud him for the words that he chose.
Yeah, and so I'm stopping you. I know yesterday, I know you didn't hear me yesterday. I was harsh. Today, when people see the mistake in their ways, I am going to embrace them. Because that's the way we move forward.
Okay, seeing the mistake.
That's
good.
And that's all.
Learning from it even better.
Right, right. And you don't get to judge that. So.
I'm not judging it. I'm hoping for it.
Right. We all are. I will take Drew Brees at his word, just as I did yesterday.
Okay. I'll give that to you.
Thank you.
I don't
My
think you
goodness.
Can undo a lifetime of those types of feelings.
Listen, I don't
Instagram
regard
post.
Drew Brees to be a a terrible instigator of poor race relations. I view him to be like millions of other people who are not educated enough, haven't been around it enough, and don't understand. He is trying, in my opinion, he's trying to work through this. And kudos to him for doing so.
Okay. He has been around it, though. He plays in the NFL.
But kudos to him for working through it.
I hope he does.
He was very emotional about his family members. It was not many, many African Americans obviously have fought in wars, too. I was offended by what he said yesterday. I thought it showed a shallowness and an inability to know the room. Today, we're back in good graces with Drew Brees.
Well, a clean slate.
For me. Let's take a break. When we return, we'll talk Wichita State baseball with Todd Dreifert, a member of the 1989 College World Series championship team. You can hear Wichita State's fourth win in that College World Series coming up after our show in another game against Florida State. Todd was instrumental in that 12-9 victory. He joins us after the break. This is The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.